Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her understand how your grace works so she can just rest in it perfectly and bear fruit for your glory and just obey you and finish her trials also. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, okay, and you can overcome persecution and just generally obey him also too when you understand how his grace works, okay. And for a lot of sisters, too, I do want to mention this. You might be thinking to yourself, like, if you understand his grace and everything like that and your doctrine sound and everything, you might go, why is she talking about this, right? Isn't grace kind of just a natural thing to understand? Not really. a lot of people, and this happens when people trample upon gifts from God, for some people, the doctrine of grace is very hidden. And the reason why is because, especially here in the United States, people believe that grace is just permission to sin. Okay. And it's the exact opposite. It's actually the ability to obey God. Okay. It's the power to obey God. And so, when things like that happen, things become hidden. Okay. They become hidden from the eyes of man. So I'm going to pick it up here, talking about how he needs to instill a fear of God in you, okay? So we're predestined, okay? But we're still sinful, okay, and everything like that. And there's a process, okay? What happens is he starts to teach us. He gives us a command. We can't keep it. And then he instills a fear of God in us, okay? And that's a process. This is Psalms 19, starting at verse 7, says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." I want to just stop there for a second, a little bit more to it. But that one verse, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." And that's, the word of God cannot be broken. That is like key to grace, okay? Once again, that's verse 9. "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever," okay? So what happens is you receive, okay, he teaches you a fear of the Lord. Because remember, like scripture says, there's none that fear God, okay? No, not one, okay? Now the verse that I read earlier, okay? Nobody fears God, okay? He teaches you this fear of the Lord. He puts it in your soul, okay? And it's clean and it endures forever, okay? So all of a sudden, you have gotten eternal respect and fear of God placed in your soul. And that's how you're able to dwell in his presence forever, okay? Because what happens is you become afraid and do not want to sin. Okay, because normally you wouldn't, okay? If you were just as you were naturally born, you wouldn't really care around God. You wouldn't respect him. You'd just do whatever you want, okay? But he places this fear of the Lord inside of your soul, okay? And it's clean and endures forever, okay? And that's where grace comes in. You fear and you don't know what to do. And then you receive his grace, okay? And you have that place of rest, all right? Read a little bit more about it. It says here, "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether," is verse 10. "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and honeycombs. More by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults." Okay? And it's a deep soul thing, okay, that cleansing. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she really humbles her heart and understands that she cannot run her life by herself, that she needs you. She needs to humble herself before you every day, that she can't get through this place, that she really sees that truth. And ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. And then also reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.